The April digital issue of School News Roll Call for Orange Unified School District features an article from Dr. Gwen Marie Hansen, superintendent, as follows. As the spread of COVID-19 in our community decreases, we are excited to be allowed to bring back various sports and spectators. We were excited to hold our first football competitions of the season at Fred Kelly Stadium mid-March, and we look forward to being able to continue to slowly move toward more traditional events as public health guidance permits. Due to the data trends, the California Department of Public Health has also updated its guidance regarding school distancing in classrooms. The most recent revision allows for flexibility to maintain less than 6 feet of distance between individuals under certain conditions, such as accommodating a student for in-person instruction due to learning loss. This change will allow for more students to receive in-person instruction should families so choose. The educational services team is working with site administrators to implement the new guidance. If you would like to transition your student back to in-person instruction for this last trimester quarter, please reach out to your site principal. Our goal is to celebrate the graduating class of 2021 during the week of June 7th through 11th at Fred Kelly Stadium. Specific dates and times for each high school graduation will be determined in the next few weeks. In order to maintain safety protocols, current plans allow for each graduate to have 2 attendees. Depending on updates that occur to public health guidance, the number of attendees permitted may change. Additionally, each graduation ceremony will be live streamed for public viewing. Many families have been inquiring about the instructional models for the 2021-2022 school year. It is our intent to safely transition toward a traditional instructional model while continuing to adhere to and facilitate the specific protocols and procedures outlined in our safety and health-driven school reopening plan. Each family will receive an instructional model commitment survey in early April to determine if your students will be participating in the traditional instructional model or the 100% distance learning model that, as of today, must remain an option for all families. Based on these numbers, the Educational Services team will then be able to provide more specifics concerning 100% distance learning options for the next year. Dr. Hansen concludes her article as follows. Thank you for your support and patience as we work to offer more opportunities for our students and community while being mindful of the safety and health protocols we still need to follow to continue to lessen the spread of COVID-19. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district.